Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular Search Engine of the Month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this issue, Slow Me the Way to Go Home. A Barcelona team is mapping roads less travelled. Seeing the world in slow motion, it does involve wearing a big shiny helmet, but you can make your very own. Battery-powered trousers, the latest thing in legwear from Leicester. And only 18 by 18 pixels, the world's smallest website. Nanopixels. British scientists have created a prototype device that features pixels just 30 by 30 nanometers in size. The newly discovered microscopic pixels are set to revolutionize the development of flexible, low-power, high-resolution screens that will put the pixel densities found in current displays in the shade. Apple's iPhone 4 and 5 models squeeze together pixels measuring 78 micrometers at 326 pixels per inch density. But the prototype device, created by Oxford University scientists, features pixels just 30 by 30 nanometers in size, able to display on flexible material only 200 nanometers thick, which can be used for foldable screens, car windshield displays, and even synthetic retinas that mimic the abilities of photoreceptor cells in the human eye. For more information, see ox.ac.uk/news. World's Smallest Website. Smaller than a small child's fingernail, GWMP.com, claiming to be the world's smallest website, measures only 18 by 18 pixels. Nevertheless, its tiny pages are packed full of things to enjoy, including a pinball game, Pong, Pac-Man, Space Invaders, a blog, and an art project. Check out GWMP.com. The Website Building Browser. Older readers might remember getting around the web with the Netscape Navigator browser at the peak of its market dominance, version 3.0, and the introduction around the same time of a premium-price gold version that expanded the browser to include a WYSIWYG web page editor builder. The ability to tinker with web pages as you visited them and save the results proved attractive, but the extra functions tended to slow down the browser too much and made it prone to crashing. Navigator was eventually handed on to open-source developers, stripped back to basics, slimmed down for speed, and given new life as Phoenix, and ultimately Firefox. Now at version 30, Firefox appears ready to risk attempting the ultimate browser add-on once again, with the inclusion of a built-in web editor. Fingers crossed, everyone. Check out SitePoint.com. Weaving the Web. As well as adding page-building capacity to their Firefox browser, the non-profit pioneers of the Mozilla Corporation have launched an online webmaker site that aims to help you move from merely using the web to making something amazing with it. This most welcome of web spots is hard to resist, immediately tempting you with new tools, projects to help get you started, and a global community of creators to work along with. Educators, filmmakers, journalists, developers, students, all making and learning together, it says. Check out webmaker.org. Social media ads fail to deliver. American companies shelled out over $5 billion on social media advertising last year, but saw hardly any results in terms of sales. Of the more than 18,000 American consumers polled in a new Gallup survey, 62% said social media had no influence on their buying decisions. Only 5% said it made any real difference. It seems Pinterest might be the one exception in all this bad news for marketeers. A social media platform where spending a chunk of the advertising budget actually can be expected to generate recordable extra sales. For more details, see sfgate.com/business. Beautifying your way home. Researchers at Yahoo Labs are creating maps that show the most beautiful, most pleasant, or most peaceful and quiet ways to get to where you're going, rather than just the shortest and fastest route. Sometimes it's preferable to take a slower, more scenic path to your destination, rather than the fastest. It's not an option that's usually made available with online maps, but a new concept from Yahoo researchers working in Barcelona shows that it could be. They have found a way to quantify the visually pleasing and emotionally pleasant aspects of different places and use the data to build sets of directions. Read more at autos.aol.com/article. Google Glass Brain Machine. A new Google Glass mind control app snaps photos using telekinesis. London-based user interface and user experience, UI and UX design company, This Place, has developed a Google Glass mobile app, MindRDR, that uses brainwaves to take photos of what wearers see in front of them. The free app uses Google Glass and a piece of head-mounted hardware, NeuroSky EEG biosensors, to measure the wearer's brainwaves. These are translated into action-required signals and communicated to Glass, allowing the wearer to take photos and share them on Twitter and Facebook simply by thinking about doing it. The technology measures brainwave patterns that are collated in learning sessions, in much the same way that speech-to-text software is required to familiarize itself with a user's voice patterns. For more details, see www.theengineer.co.uk/1018910.article. Slow motion headgear. If the world about you sometimes seems to be moving much too fast for its own good and in need of some serious slowing down, you might prefer the view you'd get by wearing a shiny new decelerator helmet. Lorenz Pothast was a first-year art student when he created the first decelerator headgear, a hefty helmet that allows the wearer to experience a slowdown world. "I didn't just want to design another app to make shopping easier," he says. "I wanted to do something experimental that could give a real experience." The helmet is simply a shiny metal dome that records the view from a front camera and processes it through a small computer to a screen in front of the wearer's eyes. The slow motion is controlled by a handheld remote. The first 3 minutes are confusing, but then you get a feel for it and you become the director of your own perception, he explains. It's alienating because you're experiencing time at a different speed to your own surroundings, so you can't really interact, but it's also fascinating. People don't want to take it off. You can even build your own time-shifting slow-mo headgear using DIY instructions provided by the inventor. Check out lorenzpothast.de/decelerator-helmet. Battery-powered trousers. A group of students at the University of Leicester's Department of Physics and Astronomy has shown that it's theoretically possible to build a pair of battery-powered trousers that would allow the wearer to walk on walls or even, albeit briefly, across a ceiling. Inspiration for their design came not from Spider-Man, but from Wallace and Gromit. In The Wrong Trousers, Wallace buys Gromit a pair of battery-powered robotic trousers that, amongst other things, allow the wearer to walk up vertical walls and hang from the ceiling. The pants work using a combination of vacuum and magnetic field generators placed in the soles of the attached boots. Intrigued, graduate students at the University of Leicester decided to find out just how far they could go with their own design of gravity-defying legwear. Read more at physics.le.ac.uk/journals. Forget-me-not. A new website has been set up to list search results omitted, erased or censored by Google following the EU's recent Right to be Forgotten ruling. Hidden from Google.com lists pages of information that no longer appear when certain search terms are used and provides references confirming the link's removal in each case. Given the reportedly huge number of pages hidden away by the search engine in recent weeks, it's surprising how few of the disappeared have returned to be listed here. Suggestions are invited. The site's American creators say that they haven't decided if the EU's ruling is right or wrong, but they believe decisions to remove online links should not be made by search engine staff alone, and that's an argument Google agrees with. Check out hiddenfromgoogle.com. Search Engine of the Month. Yaesy is a free search engine that anyone can use to build a search portal for their intranet or to help search the public internet. Most search engines work on a centralized model. You submit your search request to a server, it relays information back to you. Yaesy works by making you the administrator of your own search engine, relying on peer-to-peer networks to seek out information. You have to download software to use it, which is not ideal, but in return you get a kind of crowdsourced search machine with a uniquely different way of finding things. Yaesy is free software, GPL licensed, and open source. Check out yaesy.net. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.